Hello, everybody. This is L. Ron Ferguson, and you're watching Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. It's a show where we give away some of the most high-quality hypnosis tips, tricks, and techniques for free. If you're watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, go ahead and take a look below, and you're going to find some special links, text, and all sorts of other goodies that are going to make this video of a higher value to you. Today I have a very special guest, and it's important because today's topic is how to handle clients and how to make appointments over the phone. But it's going to be much more than that. We're also going to talk about how to handle objections, how to close people, how to keep appointments, how to make money doing hypnosis, and a whole lot of other things that really are going to take your practice to the next level. The way that this idea for the show came about is I was talking to our special guest, who is Maureen Banyan, the one who is probably, I think, responsible for making it the Banyan Hypnosis Center and not the Banyan Hypnosis one-room office with a dirt floor. And I was talking to her in the other office, and we always talk about clients and how to book them. And whenever I have any questions, I talk to Maureen. And whenever I have any problems, I talk to Maureen. Whenever I want to talk, I talk to Maureen. And Cal was overhearing us talk about and troubleshoot some problems. He said, you know, you guys should really do a podcast on this. That'd be great. And besides, that'd give me 4 weeks off. And so here we are. What makes Maureen so great is simply not only experience, but just the numbers themselves. I mean, over the last, 40,000 clients that have gone through here, that's probably been the equivalent of $4 million worth of business that Maureen has booked over the phone. And you know, when you add that to all the people who have come here for training, about $2 million worth of business, 1,000 hypnotherapists trained by us or more, we're really talking a person who knows the ins and outs of the business, not only how to deal in the hypnosis business, but how to sell, how to run a business successfully, and to how to keep your business afloat. So I'm really lucky to have her in the office next door, and if it wasn't for Maureen, I would have lost out on thousands of dollars worth of business. And so I'm really, really lucky to have had her right over there. And whenever I listen to her talking on the phone, I always learn something new. So how you doing, Maureen?
Doing just great, L. Ron. Thanks for all the wonderful comments.
Yeah, well, I meant every word because nothing puts, you know, power behind your words like money in the bank. So are you excited about today's episode?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, what I want to do with today's topic is just, I'm going to give an overview. We're going to start up with just kind of the initial process of talking to a client. So why don't you just give me kind of an overview? I mean, when a client calls on the phone, what's the step-by-step process that you like to take them through? I mean, what are some of the first things that you like to do when a prospective client calls? How do you handle that?
Well, you know, this is one of my favorite topics, L. Ron. So, you know, this is something I talk about in all our classes when I talk to new grads, talking about how to book appointments. And the most important thing I think everybody needs to keep in mind is that when somebody calls about your hypnosis sessions or your cost, they basically have no idea what they're asking about. You know, they can only maybe compare this to, you know, counseling sessions or something like that. And so the first question out of their mouth, or first two questions, is going to be about how much and how long. And I tell you, the most important thing, if you want to get people in the door, you need to take control of that call. And by doing that is not to answer those two questions immediately. Because what happens, if you answer those two questions immediately, you're going to get, oh, thank you very much, goodbye. And so you've just lost an opportunity to get the client in for several sessions. So what I usually do, and I suggest, this is what you do. When they say how much and how long, then, you know, just turn around and say, you know, what kind of issues would you like us to help you with? And this will give them an opportunity to then talk about the issue they want help with. It gives them an opportunity to talk about themselves and their issues because people want to tell you their story. So if you give them that opportunity, that will also give you a chance to bond with them and build some rapport. And that's, you know, that is a good start. And so that would be step one, and because you are taking control of that call.
Right. What if they really say, listen, I just want to know how much the price is. Can't you just tell me the price? What do you like to say to that if they get a little difficult with you right off the bat?
You know,
just tell me the price.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of difficult sometimes, because sometimes you will get a client that a caller that was very impatient or very maybe a little bit arrogant or something like that. And you know, I play it by ear. Sometimes I just okay, just give them a price. That's what you're looking for. But most of the time, if you can turn it around, just like I do, you know, before I can tell you anything, why don't you tell me what kind of issues you would like us to help you with? And then we can go from there.
Exactly. I think that's totally right. I mean, because we want to know if we can help them or not. So, you know, I know that information is very important to you, but first I want to know if I can even help you or not.
Exactly. And also, you know, another thing is too, the pace and your tone is very important when you're responding to someone that calls you in a hurried fashion or they seem to be rushing. So if you can slow down your pace and your tone, it helps to kind of calm them down a little bit and slow them down a bit too. And that way, they're not going to feel as hurried and they might even listen to you.
Right. So let's say that you've started to talk to them and you're building rapport with them. What are some of the things that you like to say as far as your presentation to them to really build value in what it is that we do? What do you like to say?
Remember that hypnosis, most people don't know what to expect. So you have to basically describe a little bit what you are going to offer them. People need to have an idea. What are they going to get for you know, what you want to charge. So what I do is, let's say someone, for example, someone says, well, I'd like to lose some weight. Great. And I would always tell them, yes, we do that all the time. That's really easy. And what we offer is, you know, is a process, is a systematic approach that usually takes an average of 5 to 6 sessions. Then I go into, you know, and our sessions usually are about an hour to an hour and a half long, and we typically schedule them about a week apart. And so what have I done? I have just given them an idea of what to expect, the duration of the sessions, and then I tell them that this is what we do. It's about, you know, this long and how far apart. Because keep in mind that people are on a budget and they're a little bit budget conscious, so they want to have an idea of how much they need to budget aside for these sessions, and they will have a better idea if you tell them up front. So I give them the, you know, tell them what we do. And that, and especially the 5-path people, what we do is a systematic approach. So it's very important that I get that point across, that it's a systematic approach, it's a process, it's going to take an average of 5 to 6 sessions. And of course, everyone is different. You don't want to get cornered into saying, well, it's only 4 sessions, because every client that comes in is different. They're all going to bring their own set of challenges, and maybe 3 or 4 sessions is not going to be enough. So you don't want to get yourself trapped into that corner, and you know, 4 sessions come around and you've just unfolded another series of issues and it's not enough. So you don't want them to feel like you've just cheated them. So it's really important that you tell them everyone is different. Some people may require more, and for some people that may be sufficient. And then once I tell them everything about what we have to offer, then I tell them our cost per session. And so by the time you get to the price, they already have a perceived value of what they will be receiving for that dollar amount.
Exactly. Because if they don't know what you do or how to distinguish you, I mean, one of the things we have to keep in mind is that the client who's calling up has no idea what hypnosis is, what hypnotherapy is, what 5-path is, what anything anybody does most of the time. It's not like shopping for gas or a car or anything like that. They have nothing to compare it to at all. I mean, most of the prospects that call up are pretty much going from totally zero idea, gut-level reactions about hypnosis. So, exactly. I mean, we have to tell them what we do, or they're just going to make an arbitrary judgment about what they think they know about hypnosis, which is zero, right?
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, our job is not only just to give them a price, but at the same time, we're kind of giving them more information, educating them a little bit so that the decision that they make to whichever hypnotist they want to go and see is going to be more of an informed decision rather than a shot in the dark, you know, with a dart to the cheapest price or whatever it is. So, you know, I do, you know, if they start asking a little bit about information, especially if they're talking about weight loss, I tell them, you know, it's more about emotions and feelings that trigger you to want to eat even when you're not hungry. And what we do is we're able to get to the bottom of it and uncover that underlying emotion that's triggering this overeating. And once we uncover it, then we can bring it to the surface, and then we'll help you neutralize it or eliminate it altogether. And so, you know, when I describe it that way, people always say, oh, I can really relate to that. I can really relate to that. Because I say, you know, we're not here to put you on a diet, because we feel that a lot of times when people overeat, it's about something inside they don't like, they're not happy with, and they distract with food. And so that usually gets a very, very positive response. And when you get people relating with you, and then they also start telling you a little bit more about their issues and how long they've struggled with this issue and all that kind of stuff, and then you build a rapport, you build a bond. Because the more you get them to, say, dump their story and tell you the story, the more they're going to bond with you. Even if they don't book with you that day, they're going to remember you, and they're going to come back to you if they do make a decision to go forward.
Exactly, because when you talk about it with them like that, in those terms, then that's going to make them feel validated, heard, and they're going to open up to you even more, just like I said, building more rapport. What if they start to ask you about, what are your success rates with weight loss? What are your success rates? What do you like to say to that?
Well, I tell them that, you know, basically, you know, legally, we can't really quote a success rate because we've not done empirical research. So legally, we can't really say, you know, our success rate is 90% or so many percent. But I tell them that, you know, we've been in business for 14 and a half years now, and most of the business we get is from word of mouth and referrals. So that tells you quite a bit as to how credible we are and how successful we've been.
What if they start to ask about licensing?
Licensing?
Stuff like that. Like, hey, are you guys licensed? Hey, are you guys doctors? What do you like to say?
Okay, I tell them, okay, hypnosis is not a licensed profession. It's not a regulated profession. So there's no licensing required. But I can tell you that our hypnotists here are all certified by the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the world's oldest and largest organization for hypnotists. And I can tell you that our hypnotists are very, very well trained.
Exactly. Now, how about this? Let's say you have a client who calls up, and you can kind of tell right away that they're just going a shot in the dark with this. They don't believe in hypnosis, and they start to ask questions like, so how does it work? Or does hypnosis really work? I mean, does what y'all do actually work for people? What do you like to say to that?
Well, I say hypnosis does work if you want it to work, because it's kind of a cooperative kind of therapy. It's not one of those kind of therapies when you walk in, you plop your money on the table, and we do all the work. It's not brainwashing. It's not us waving a wand and everything gets taken care of. And whether you realize it or not, every day we're in and out of hypnosis. We're in highway hypnosis. You know, when you get into your car every morning and go to work and it's taking the same route, do you even stop to think, I need to turn here, I need to stop there, and I need, you know, before you know it, you're already at work. And sometimes you wonder, how did I get here? That is highway hypnosis. Or when you're watching a movie and crying and laughing with it, do you even stop for a moment and say, oh, why am I doing this? Because it's only a box. You know, we're in hypnosis most of the time, whether we realize it or not.
And see, what you've done right there is really educate the client about what hypnosis is and made it a lot easier for them to even believe in hypnosis.
That's right, because most people, the only thing they know about hypnosis is what they've seen in the movies or on TV, and mostly those are stage shows. And so they come in or they call with the assumption that you're just going to take control of their mind or brainwash them into doing whatever they don't want to do or want to do. You know, so they think it's as easy as a snap of the fingers. So when I am able to give them information like that, then it really helps them with a better understanding and also takes away a lot of fear, because some people are afraid that you're going to just control their mind, empty out their pockets, and send them home with nothing left in their wallet. And so it's really important for me to tell them that information, you know, if we have the time.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's something that we always talk about, that the hypnosis starts before they ever come into your office. Because what we're doing is we're negotiating their negative beliefs about hypnosis, getting rid of them, building value, building excitement. And ultimately, you know, after you've built that kind of rapport on the phone, whether or not who's booking clients on the phone is the final hypnotherapist, you've built that person's confidence to the point where it's going to make them a much more successful, much more easy client to deal with, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, exactly right. You know, a client who is not fearful and will have trust in you is going to be, you're going to have a client who's going to have a successful session and a very good session. If you get a client in who is totally fearful of you, they don't have any trust in you, and they're so afraid of what's going to happen, this person won't be able to get deep enough into hypnosis or even be relaxed enough for you to do the deep work that you need to do.
Exactly. Now, how about this? So We've gone over this package with them. We've built value because, after all, what we do is we do multiple sessions. And let's say the client starts to waffle on that because they say, well, can I just do one session? I mean, can I just try you out? What do you like to say in that response?
Well, you know, this is when I said, you know, as I mentioned already earlier, what we do is a process, is a systematic approach. And it's an average of 5 to 6 sessions. And so, you know, doing one session alone isn't going to do the job. And it just sounds to me like maybe you're not ready to commit to doing these sessions or this process. So I suggest that maybe you should hold off until you're ready. When you're ready to commit to this process, then I'll be happy to make the appointments for you.
And I think that's great. That's also kind of reminds me of the initial takeaway close, right? Saying, look, are you really sure that you want to do this? And then after that, you kind of maybe have them talk you into it, right?
Yeah, you know, and you know, human nature is also really funny. People have this tendency, if you take something away, then the more they want it. And, you know, and the thing is, hypnosis is something that will work really well if the client wants it. And it's like we also say, you know, if somebody else pays for their sessions, they're not as invested in their success as if they came out of their pocket. And so it's really important that, you know, if you're doing this kind of work, especially 5-path work, to really have the guts to say, you know, I'm sorry, you know, it doesn't seem like you are ready to commit to this process, and you have to refuse them. And I know when you're a new hypnotist, you're really hungry sometimes, and you're desperate, and you'll take in whoever wants to walk in the door. And we know that one session alone isn't going to do it. Sure, it's going to make them feel good for a little bit, but it's not going to be a long-term process where it's going to help them on a permanent basis. And so guess what's going to happen? When they start not feeling good again in a few weeks, they're going to tell people they came and saw you and that it didn't work. So rather than have them ruin your reputation, it's better that, you know, you say, you know, let's just wait till you're ready. You know, and I get a lot of people who say, you know, thank you very much for telling me that. They really respect you for that.
I think that's one of the best points that I've heard in a while, because it's like you're saying. I mean, if they're like that, they're just going to bail on you later. They're not going to be successful if they're not
mm-hmm,
really ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, especially a lot of people have the attitude, and there is that view of hypnosis of, well, I'm just going to come in and you're going to do it for me.
Right.
Okay, and it really is that cooperative approach that we have to have with the client, because what are you doing when you're talking to them like that? You're qualifying them to make sure that they're an involved client, because if they're not, they're going to bail on you. They might not be successful. And it's ultimately going to be a blow to your confidence that's going to cause way more damage than the money from that client could have ever fixed in the first place.
Right.
And so, yeah, really cutting your losses.
Right. And another question I also will ask them when they say, you know, I'm trying one session. I'll say, you know, how long have you had this issue? Have you had this problem? How have you addressed it? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I get that a lot with people that have test anxiety. And they'll say, you know, they had testing problems the entire life or the last 10 years or however long it is. And so, you know, I'll say, you know, you've had this problem for a long time. And do you think that hypnosis is magic, that you can only come in one session and we can just wipe it all away? It's not that simple. And so it took 10 years. You've had this for 10 years. It didn't get to where it is in a very short time. It took 10 years to build up. So since it took 10 years to build up, it's going to take us several sessions to undo it. So don't you think that, you know, that's what it's all about? And so usually that's how I get them in. And that's when they say, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Brilliant. I mean, it's amazing how people have had a problem for such a long time, but they say, well, what do you mean it's going to take more than one session?
That's correct. And, you know, most people, if those of you that are out there listening to this, you probably have had a lot of callers calling you. They've been to counseling. They've been to talk therapy. They've been to everything. And they've been doing those for years. And they've been doing that also because they didn't have to pay anything out of pocket because insurance covered it. And so what do? They do what insurance covers, and rather than doing something out of their pocket. But when they've exhausted everything where insurance doesn't pay for it anymore, or they're finally in enough pain to do something else, and this is why I say, you know, they always come to us because we're the last stop. You know, they're finally frustrated enough that they will seek something else like hypnosis, but it's more of out-of-pocket expense. And so when they do this, out-of-pocket expense, they're much more invested in their success.
And that's why we have the success that we have, isn't it, Maureen?
That's for sure. That's for sure.
All right. Well, you know what? We are a little over time. I'm going to just say, why don't we wrap it up and continue this with next episode? Because this is going to be the first episode in a series. And probably going to make two more episodes here. Got a lot of really good questions, some more advanced questions on how to deal with clients coming up. Do you want to wrap it up, or do you want me to wrap it up, Maureen?
You can go ahead and wrap it up. You're the pro here.
Okay. The pro in training. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to provide you even more tips on how to be a successful hypnotherapist, because you can be the best hypnotherapist in the world, but if you don't actually have clients in your office, you're not going to be the best hypnotherapist in the world very long. If you want to find more information on how to do 5-Path, on how to be a better hypnotherapist, I suggest that you look at hypnosiscenter.com for a training schedule. Also, check out hypnosis.org. We have products, more training schedules, all kinds of goodies that are great for any hypnotherapist to add to their arsenal. Stay tuned for next episode. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.